Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast on the death of a tenant was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Friday the 7th of September 2018. As always, the College received an interesting question from a property manager recently. What happens to a tenancy when a tenant passes away while in a rental tenancy agreement? Specifically, the question revolved around what happens to their tenancy and any co-tenants still residing at the property. In many cases, the death of a co-tenant is going to have an impact on the remaining co-tenant or tenant's ability to facilitate the weekly rental, and it is important they understand what options are available to them. Thankfully, this is an area that has been well considered within the Residential Tenancies Act 2010, which specifically sets out the process that should be followed in the event that a tenant was the sole tenant, as well as if the tenant was a co-tenant. In the event that the tenant was a sole tenant, Section 108 sets out a very clear process as follows. 1. On the death of a sole tenant under a residential tenancy agreement, either the landlord or the legal representative of the tenant may give a termination notice to the other person. 2. The termination notice may specify a termination date that is before the end of any fixed term of the residential tenancy agreement, if it is a fixed term agreement. 3. The tribunal may, on application by a landlord or the legal representative of the deceased tenant, make a termination order if it is satisfied that a termination notice was given in accordance with this section and that vacant possession of the residential premises has not been given as required by the notice. 4. The legal representative of a deceased tenant who is given a termination notice by the landlord may give vacant possession of the residential premises at any time before the termination date specified in the termination notice. 5. The estate of the deceased tenant is not liable to pay any rent for any period after the legal representative gives vacant possession of the residential premises and before the termination date. If the tenant was a co-tenant, the surviving co-tenants are given the right to vacate the premises or to continue the tenancy under Section 78 of the Act, which states, 1. On the death of a co-tenant, leaving one or more other co-tenants under a residential tenancy agreement, the remaining co-tenants may continue the tenancy or give the landlord a termination notice that has a termination date not earlier than 21 days after the date on which the notice is given. 2. If a tenancy is continued under this section, the remaining co-tenants are taken to be the only tenants under the residential tenancy agreement on and from the death of the deceased tenant. 3. This section applies whether or not the fixed term of the residential tenancy agreement has ended if it is a fixed term agreement. Obviously, this is a situation that may be quite sensitive and emotional for any tenant to have to endure, and the understanding of both the agent and the landlord are essential in ensuring that co-tenants are given the correct legal information and the time to make an informed decision about which of the options they wish to take. As a property manager, you will obviously also need to consider the viability for the remaining co-tenants to remain in the property from the perspective of affordability. This would need to be a sensitive conversation with the remaining co-tenants, and if it is identified that they will have difficulty in meeting the rent payments, then you will need to obtain instructions from your landlord.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.